It's the parasha of Shiduchim. Rabbi Yibarach in his sefer talks a lot about it. I imagine he did in the yeshiva every year. Rav Pam used to give droshes this time of year about Shiduchim. We see the shidduch this week to Yitzchak and Rivka. The Salevi explains what was the test. What were they looking for? A lesson for us, what to look for in a shidduch. And right now, if you look in the magazines and newspapers, there's a major campaign going on called Just Say Yes. The people have too many questions when it comes to shidduch. How lit is he? Too litvish, too yeshivish, not yeshivish enough. Too chassidish, not chassidish enough. He wears it, it is in, he wears it, it is out. Millions and millions of they list their like 50, 60 questions for the boy and for the girl of questions people focus on. I remember people would ask a question of, does the boy wear a tie Shabbos Mincha? Does he take off his tie then? Does the mother wear a snood Friday night? Does she wear a shetel? Do they eat in plastic plates during the week? Do they eat salmon Friday night and gefilte fish? All these important questions. And in this week's parasha, we're going to see what our priorities should be. The test on Rivka was a test in Chesed. But it was much more than that. Right away, when he asks her to drink, there's a problem. There's first Chesed. Will he give her to drink? But there was no cup available. So you'd have to drink straight from the pitcher itself. There's a problem with germs. Good reason not to give him. What's she going to do about that? She's going to refuse him because of that? She's going to give him to drink. But if she gives him to drink from the pitcher and there's germs now, what does she do with the leftovers in the jug? Just pours it away. That's mavazah him. How does she deal with it? So Beis Halevi says this was a test to see both chesed and a seichel. How she handles the situation. So she offered him to drink. Then she didn't want to embarrass him by throwing out the water that he drank. So she said, I'll give your camels to drink. Now, Eliezer wanted to make sure that she has that seichel, and she's going to ask about the camels to drink, but she was a step ahead of him. Maybe he'll think the only reason I'm offering the camels to drink is in order not to embarrass him. So that's why she offered to give all the camels until they finish drinking. That way, it can't be in order just to save the embarrassment. In other words, there's nothing wrong with his mouth. There's no germs at all. She's not concerned about that. She just wants to give all the camels to drink. So there's different madrigas here of the unbelievable chest involved. And that's what the test is. And that teaches us what is the number one test in Shiduchim. What are you looking for in Shiduchim? It has to be somebody who's concerned about others. And you have to be so careful when it comes to others, like not to embarrass the person. She could have done the chesed here, and he would have felt tremendously embarrassed when she threw the water out. The Gemara tells us, somebody gives tzedakah, noshi yechya b'ni, is a tzaddik gomu. So some explain the Gemara to be, ho'oyme, he says, am noshi yechya b'ni. He's not giving up noshi yechya b'ni, that's not tzaddik gomu, to give it to save your son. Ho'oyme, he says that. He wants the oni to feel good. He shouldn't feel embarrassed. So he tells the oni, please do me a favor, take this money, I need my son to live. And that way the oni is doing him a favor. There was once somebody going through security in the airport. And there was a lady in front of an old lady. And they told her to take off her shoes. She said, I can't do that. I'm not able to do that. So he said, I'll help you. She said to him, I can't do that. It's not menschlich. I'm not going to let you take off my shoes for me. He said, you don't understand. My mother, she died in the Holocaust. And whenever I can help somebody, an older lady, I imagine I'm doing it for my mother. It gives me such pleasure. You'll be doing me a favor by letting me. And that's doing chesed with that sensitivity. How careful we have to be. But again, we have to look for somebody with chesed. That's the number one thing to look for. In this week's parashah, when Avram sends Eliezer, he tells him, Loi sikach ishel ivni bivnoi saknani. Don't take a wife, my son, noi saknani, asha noichi yoishev bikirbom. Now I live among them. Eliezer didn't know where he lives. Should have just said, don't take a woman. What's a bikirbom? The pshat is, he was saying, don't take an ishloizaknani. Asher anoichi, the I, the ego, the self, yoishe bikirbom. They live only focused on themselves. Find me a girl that's focused on other people. One time somebody came to Ryav Kamnevsky and said to him, my daughter's a kala. And the grandfather of the boy, he was a Rav in Lodz. The father of the boy is a Rav now today in Eastern Parkway. And the boy is also mensch. Rabbi Yaakov said, Mazel tov. The Pasuk says, Ki yikach ish isho. The main thing is, the boy should be a mensch. Rav Chaim Veloshten writes in Akdomah to Nevi'im Shechayim, his son writes, that over and over again his father would say, a person is loy la'atzmei nivro, is not built for himself, is built to help other people. And the number one to help in life is a spouse. At the end of the parasha we see, when he marries Rivka, Vayinochem Yitzchak achrei emoi, Yitzchak was now comforted over the death of his mother. And Targum Yosin tells us there, when he saw Evdoi Tetaknoi, when he saw good deeds, only when he saw good deeds, that's when he's comforted. Why? Why do you have to see the good deeds? What about the fact that Eliezer told the whole story at the well? Wasn't that good enough to tell him? He says, no, that wasn't enough. Because the big time chesed people can do once in a while is that daily chesed, the constant chesed. When he saw on a regular basis a chesed, a good deeds, that's when he's comforted. Everybody can do a one-time chesed. That's what we see by Avraham, it tells us, Vayet Oloi, he pitched his tent. And Rashi tells us, Oloksiv, is written, Femni pitched her tent. Meaning he pitched her tent before his tent. Why is he telling us that? Because that's the daily chesed. The chesed that a person does every day. That's the hard thing to do. The big ones are easy. In the beginning of the last week's parasha, it says, Vayel of Avram, Kushbor appeared to Avram, he was sitting Kechoim Hayoim. And the Sklen Rebbe asked, what's Kechoim Hayoim? It should say, Bechoim Hayoim. He was sitting in the heat of the day. What's Kechoim? He says, what it means is he was sitting like the heat of the day, like the sun, meaning that Avram now was very sick, third day of the Bris Milah. It would make sense to put a sign outside, closed due to surgery. But he didn't do that. He goes looking to do chesed. Just like the sun, yom li yom ya biyoyma. The sun doesn't take days off. Every day the sun gives shvach to Rabbeinu Shloilom. And Avram was sitting kachoyim hayoyim. He learned from the sun. Just like the sun never stops, doing chesed is not something that stops. It's something we have to do every day of our lives. Just like to end off with, since this week is my mother's Zechon Livracha's second yahrzeit, just to mention a story I often say with my mother, that you see also this week's parasha, the Ksav Sofer says that Eliezer asks Rivka, after the whole story with the well, who she is. And he tells her, and it's just from the right family, works out well. It doesn't make sense to do the whole test, and then in the end it's going to work out she's not from Avraham's family, and it'll be for nothing. Before he begins the test, first ask her which family she comes from. Make sure you got the right family, and then do the test. But like this, it could be a total waste of time. Why does he only ask her afterwards? The Ksav Sofer explains the reason is, he wanted to see if she'd do chesed anonymously. A lot of people like to do chesed if it's going to be good on their resume. It's going to be good that people be talking about their chesed. So he didn't ask her the name. Without, will she do that chesed? And he won't be able to tell everybody what a great girl for a shidduch. So my mother one time, she was davening in Shul in London, and she was in the middle of Shema Esrei and Shabbos, and the page was missing from the siddur. So she motioned her son to bring another siddur, and she finished Shema Esrei. So when she took the siddur, she put out the way on the side somewhere else, that someone else shouldn't end up using that siddur, which is something probably we'd all do. Has a page torn out? Nobody should use this siddur. That chesed we can do, we can put this siddur on the side. The difference was, the Motzei Shabbos, my mother came back to the shul, and she took the siddur, she found a similar siddur, went to a store and photocopied the page, then she scotch-taped the page back in, went back to the shul, put the siddur back on the shelf. Why? She didn't want it. Somebody might end up using that siddur with a page missing. How many people would do that? It's a page missing siddur to go and that slapped like that? But it bothered her, just like she got stuck in the Mishnah Masoreh. She didn't want somebody else. It's happening to somebody else. And this is a chesed she's doing. Nobody's going to know about it. And not only that, it's unlikely she'll ever have the pleasure of seeing other people. It's something you get pleasure. You see the person getting on off what you did. Even that she wouldn't see over here. So one time, my wife was sitting in shul, and the light above where she sits next to the Rebbetzin in the shul, and the light above, the bulb was out. And they were saying, you know, the vard in the shul, they ought to do something about it. And the next week again. This happened 3 weeks. Then my wife said to me, what would your mother would have, what would she have done? And so she learned from my mother. My wife went to the shul. She took the bulb down, went to a store to get the same bulb, went and put it back. And next week in shul, the Rebbeson says to her, "It's so good, the Vav finally took care of it." This again, we have to look out. Loida Aspanivra. We have to look out for other people. We're not created just to live a life focused on ourselves. Avram didn't want a shidduch. Asha'an noichi yoshe bekirboi. When a person is focused only on the eye. So remember for yourselves, when it comes to priorities in shidduchim, the number one priority is to find somebody who's looking out for somebody else.